Hey, what is up, guys? This is Apoorv, and I welcome you to another episode of Being Sober with Apoorv Khajuria. Beautiful Thursday, amazing weather, and I was just scrolling through my Quora articles, and I came across this article on how to avoid wasting your life, according to a Roman emperor. So I was fascinated. I was very curious to know how a Roman emperor would utilize his time on it. So the word stoicism is related to Roman emperor. What is meant by stoicism is the endurance of pain or hardship without the display of feelings and without complaint. I was like, okay, all right, let's get into it. So the Roman emperor which I'm talking about is Marcus Aurelius. He said, if it isn't ceasing to live that you're afraid of, but never beginning to live properly, then you will be worthy of the world that made you. Look, okay. I can't even count the number of times I have looked at the clock and wondered where the day went, and felt the pain of there not being enough time. I know I was getting distracted. It was no other's fault but my own. And I was not living my day the day I wanted to, the way I wanted to. Simply because I was doing too much and at the same time focusing too little. We live in a time like no other, and yet at the same time most of us waste inordinate portions of our lives on things that are irrelevant. Things that don't enable us to grow. Things that hurt us, shame us, or make us feel smaller. One of the hardest truths of life is that it is easy to waste. Yes, it is very easy to waste. One of the greatest lessons of life is how to use it well in spite of that. This applies just as much now as it did centuries ago. Same principle, no changes. During the time of Marcus Aurelius, who, despite being emperor of Rome, was first a dedicated student of life. His famous writings, the Meditations, are dated to the last decade of his life. They hold lessons on the art of living that we must not forget today. The power of focus and the poison of distraction. Focus is a crucial to progress, as Marcus put it. Concentrate every minute like a Roman on doing what's in front of you. With precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, with justice, and on freeing yourself from other distractions. Yes, you can if you do everything as if it were the last thing you were doing in your life. Pardon my impression of Marcus. So distractions are one of our greatest enemies, for they are the killers of the focus, and the focus is more important than intelligence and talent combined. Talent and intelligence are like tools, and focus is the hand that wields them. Without focus, they are useless. Without focus, even the greatest potential amounts to little. Even the greatest potential persons will amount to nothing. If we are to avoid wasting our lives on low yield living, we must cultivate a focus that allows us to create masterpiece in a superficial, distracting world. And that takes discipline. That takes concentration on what's in front of you and a war won against pitiful things that seek to distract you. It takes a fullness of living that treats every day and every moment as the precious gift that is. The culture of being busy and the pandemic of purposelessness. There is a danger of life too idle, but there is also the threat of life that is busy for the wrong reasons. And this is a trap that many people fall into in this age of rapid change. To quote Aurelius again, do external things that distract you, then make time for yourself to learn something worthwhile, stop letting yourself be pulled in all directions. Great quote. Just as distractions pull us in every direction, it is the things that are worthwhile to us that ground us and allow us to live life with purpose. It's easy to get tied up in countless tasks and commitment and initiatives. It is easy to overextend yourself to the point of having no impact at all. Life is very unstable sea, and it will pull us in all directions and eventually smash us against jagged rocks unless we have something to anchor us, and that anchor is our purpose. But make sure you guard against the other kind of confusion. People who labor all their lives but have no purpose to direct every thought and impulse towards are wasting their time, even when hard to walk. Quoting Marcus. Purpose matters just as much as focus. There has to be a reason. There has to be a why. Why am I doing this? Why am I here? What am I doing? Why do I deserve this? There are innumerable people in the world who bounce one thing to another without any clear idea of what they want to do in life. They're busy indeed, doing this and that, trying things, dabbling things, exploring things, but never grasping a sure, tangible purpose to it all. A life without purpose drifts, and anyone, no matter they are, yearns for purpose. It is very human to look at the sky and wonder what place you have it in all. It is a ghost that haunts every mind until it is given a name. In purpose, we find focus like no other. In purpose, we find life like no other. It's about living, not just for the sake of living, but living for something. A life with purpose cannot be wasted. So what is the conclusion, you guys, if you're with me? Be vigilant and guard your mind and focus on each brick with which you build that life. And you know you are here to live. As Marcus once said, our thoughts determine the quality of our lives. And what a gift life is, to live, to breathe, to love. Yep. It has never been easier to live a purposeless life. It has never been more possible to distract yourself onto death. It has never been so pleasing to work hard and yet accomplish absolutely nothing. But it has always been possible, be it 2000 years ago or tomorrow, to master the tool that is your mind. Cultivate the earth of potential that is your life and live with purpose. This was me again, signing off, and thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of Being Sober with Apoorv Khajuria. And just let me know, how did you find this episode? Till then, Namaste.